pathogenic bacteria, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. The contents of this audio are, with chronological numbering, Section 0, Introduction, Section 1, Diseases, Section 1.1, Conditionally Pathogenic, Section 1.2, Intracellular, Section 2, Treatment, Section 3, Basic Laboratory Characteristics, Section 4, Clinical Characteristics, Section 0, Introduction. Pathogenic bacteria are bacteria that cause infectious diseases. This article deals with human pathogenic bacteria. Although the vast majority of bacteria are harmless or beneficial, quite a few bacteria are pathogenic. One of the bacterial diseases with highest disease burden is tuberculosis, caused by the bacterium Mycobacterium tuberculosis, which kills about 2 million people a year, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa. Pathogenic bacteria contribute to other globally important diseases, such as pneumonia, which can be caused by bacteria such as Streptococcus and Pseudomonas, and foodborne illnesses, which can be caused by bacteria such as Shigella, Campylobacter, and Salmonella. Pathogenic bacteria also cause infections such as tetanus, typhoid fever, diphtheria, syphilis, and leprosy. Koch's postulates are criteria designed to establish a causal relationship between a causative microbe and a disease. Section 1. Diseases. Each pathogenic species has a characteristic spectrum of interactions with its human host. Section 1.1. Conditionally pathogenic. Conditionally pathogenic bacteria are only pathogenic under certain conditions, such as a wound that allows for entry into the blood, or a decrease in immune function. For example, Staphylococcus and Streptococcus are also part of the normal human flora that usually exist on the skin or in the nose without causing disease, but can potentially cause skin infections, pneumonia, meningitis, and even overwhelming sepsis, a systemic inflammatory response producing shock, massive vasodilation, and death. Some species of bacteria, such as Pseudomonas aeruginosa, Burkholderia sinosepacea, and Mycobacterium avium, are opportunistic pathogens and cause disease mainly in people suffering from immunosuppression or cystic fibrosis. Section 1.2. Intracellular. Other organisms invariably cause disease in humans, such as obligate intracellular parasites that are able to grow and reproduce only within the cells of other organisms. Still, infections with intracellular bacteria may be asymptomatic, such as during the incubation period. An example of intracellular bacteria is Rickettsia. One species of Rickettsia causes typhus, while another causes Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Chlamydia, another phylum of obligate intracellular parasites, contains species that cause pneumonia, urinary tract infection, and may be involved in coronary heart disease. Mycobacterium and Brucella can exist intercellularly, though they are facultative, that is, not obligate intracellular parasites. Section 2. Treatment. Bacterial infections may be treated with antibiotics, which are classified as bactericidal if they kill bacteria, or bacteriostatic, if they just prevent bacterial growth. There are many types of antibiotics, and each class inhibits a process that is different in the pathogen than that found in the host. For example, the antibiotics chloramphenicol and tetracycline inhibit the bacterial ribosome, but not the structurally different eukaryotic ribosome, and so exhibit selective toxicity. Antibiotics are used both in treating human disease and in intensive farming to promote animal growth. Both uses may be contributing to the rapid development of antibiotic resistance in bacterial populations. Infections can be prevented by antiseptic measures, such as sterilizing the skin prior to piercing it with the needle of a syringe, and by proper care of indwelling catheters. Surgical and dental instruments are also sterilized to prevent infection by bacteria. Disinfectants, such as bleach, are used to kill bacteria or other pathogens on surfaces to prevent contamination and further reduce the risk of infection. Most bacterial food are killed by cooking to temperatures above 73 degrees Celsius, corresponding to 163 degrees Fahrenheit. Section 3. Basic laboratory characteristics. Following are the genera that contain the most important human pathogenic bacteria species. For each genus, there will be a short comment, where available, on important species, Gram staining, shape, capsulation, bonding tendency, motility, respiration, whether it is intra or extracellular, and growth medium. For the genus Bordetella, important species, Bordetella pertussis, Gram negative, small coccobacilli, encapsulated, appearing singly or in pairs, aerobic respiration, extracellular, grown on regen low agar. For the genus Borrelia, important species, Borrelia burgdorferi, Gram negative, but stains poorly, appearing as long, slender, flexible, spiral, or corkscrew-shaped rods. Highly motile, extracellular, difficult to culture. Brucella, important species, Brucella abortus, Brucella canis, Brucella militensis, Brucella suis. Gram negative, small coccobacilli, unencapsulated, appearing singly or in pairs, aerobic, intracellular, grown on blood agar. Campylobacter, important species, Campylobacter jejuni, Gram negative, curved, spiral, or S-shaped, with a single polar flagellum, appearing with characteristic dotting motion, microaerophilic, extracellular, grown on blood agar inhibiting other fecal flora. Chlamydia, important species, Chlamydia pneumoniae, Chlamydia psittaceae, Chlamydia trachomatis. Not Gram-stained, small, round, ovoid, motile, facultative or strictly aerobic, obligate, intracellular. Clostridium, important species, Clostridium botulinum, Clostridium difficile, Clostridium perfringens, Clostridium tetani. Gram-positive, large, blunt-ended rods, mostly motile, obligate, anaerobic. Extracellular, grown on anaerobic blood agar. Corynebacterium, important species. Corynebacterium diphtheriae, gram-positive, although unevenly. Small, slender, pleomorphic rods, unencapsulated, appearing like clumps, looking like Chinese characters or a picket fence, non-motile, mostly facultative anaerobic, extracellular, grown anaerobically on tinstale agar. Enterococcus, important species, Enterococcus fecalis, Enterococcus fecum, gram-positive, round to ovoid, appearing in pairs or chains, facultative anaerobic, extracellular, grown in 6.5% sodium chloride bile escalin agar. Escherichia, important species, Escherichia coli, gram-negative, short rods, facultative anaerobic, extracellular, grown on McConkie agar. Francisella, important species, Francisella tularensis, gram-negative, small, pleomorphic coccobacillus, strictly aerobic, facultative, intracellular, rarely cultured. Haemophilus, important species, Haemophilus influenzae, gram-negative, ranging from small coccobacillus to long, slender filaments. Extracellular, grown on chocolate agar, with hemin and NAD+. Helicobacter, important species, Helicobacter pylori, gram-negative, curved or spiral rods, multiple polar flagella. Rapid corkscrew motility, extracellular, grown on medium containing antibiotics against other fecal flora. Legionella, important species, Legionella pneumophila, gram-negative, but stains poorly, slender rod in nature, coccobacillary in laboratory, monotrichous flagella, unencapsulated, motile, facultative intracellular, grown on specialized medium. Leptospira, important species, Leptospira interrogans, gram-negative, but stains poorly, long, very slender, flexible, spiral or corkscrew-shaped rods, highly motile, extracellular, grown on specialized medium. Listeria, important species, Listeria monocytogenes, gram-positive, darkly, slender, short rods, bond as diplobacilli or short chains, distinct tumbling motility in liquid medium, intracellular, grown on enriched medium. Mycobacterium, important species, Mycobacterium leprae, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, does not stain gram-negative or gram-positive, long, slender rods, non-motile, aerobic, extracellular. Mycobacterium tuberculosis is grown on Lowenstein-Jensen agar. Mycoplasma, important species, Mycoplasma pneumoniae, does not stain gram-positive or gram-negative, plastic, pleomorphic, bonding singly or in pairs, extracellular, rarely cultured. Neisseria, important species, Neisseria gonorrheae and Neisseria meningitidis, gram-negative, kidney bean-shaped, diplococci, aerobic, Gonococcus is facultative intracellular. Neisseria meningitidis is extracellular. Pseudomonas. Important species, Pseudomonas aeruginosa. Gram-negative, rods. Encapsulated, motile. Obligate, aerobic. Extracellular, grown on McConkey agar. Shigella, important species, Shigella sonei. Gram-negative, rods. Facultative, anaerobic. Extracellular, grown on Hectuan agar. Staphylococcus, important species, Staphylococcus aureus, Staphylococcus epidermidis, Staphylococcus saprophyticus. Gram-positive, darkly, round cocci, in bunches like grapes. Facultative, anaerobic. Extracellular, grown on enriched medium, that is, broth and blood. Streptococcus, important species, Streptococcus agalactiae, Streptococcus pneumoniae, Streptococcus pyogenes. Gram-positive, ovoid to spherical, appearing in pairs or chains, non-motile, facultative, anaerobic, extracellular, grown on blood agar. Treponema, important species, Treponema pallidum, gram-negative, but stains poorly, long, slender, flexible, spiral or corkscrew-shaped rods, highly motile, extracellular, no efficient growth medium. Vibrio, important species, Vibrio cholerae, gram-negative, short, curved, rod-shaped, with a single polar flagellum, rapidly motile, facultative, anaerobic, extracellular, grown on blood or McConkey agar, stimulated by sodium chloride. Yersinia, important species, Yersinia pestis, gram-negative, stains bipolarly, small rods, encapsulated, non-motile, facultative, anaerobe, extracellular, grown on McConkey or CIN agar. This audio version does not include section 4, clinical characteristics. This section, as well as references, are found at the Wikipedia article on pathogenic bacteria at en.wikipedia.org. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.